Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you were with us on Sunday, you heard the recounting of the Ten Commandments. It was our Old Testament lesson. And Jesus spoke on them as well. And so on Sunday, I went through each of the commandments and how it continues to apply to us today. So I will not rehash that this evening, but I do want to take a look at the fact that Jesus does speak about this more in our gospel lesson. And we also see the importance that the author to the Hebrews, whether St. Paul or one in his line, writes by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. These largely spend more time on what we would call the second table of the law. The first table are those commandments that deal with our relationship to God, our submission to who He is, that He is God alone, that He has placed His name in our hearts and we are to call upon it, and that we are to sanctify the holy day, that is to attend to the divine things that God has given for His people, His word, His services, the word and the sacrament. The second table then deals with the commandments of which, if God is truly our God, how are we to honor those around us? How are we to love our neighbor as ourselves? We see that in both the epistle lesson and in the gospel lesson. The importance of brotherly love. Let brotherly love continue, and do not forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Whether Abraham fully grasped who was with him as he asked his wife to prepare food, the fact is that this person, these three men, came and he knew that it was his duty to care for them. It is our duty to care for other people, especially the poor, those who cannot care for themselves. God has used His church, the bride of Christ, to care for others. So that is one of the things. Remember those Christians who are locked up, for the faith especially. There are jails throughout the world that lock up Christians for being Christian, for confessing the true faith, a gift by the Holy Spirit. They are locked up. They are burned, they are killed. But do not fear the one that can kill the body, but not the soul. God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's the truth. If I believe that Jesus Christ died to redeem me, body and soul, then I will submit to whatever tortures and even death the world might throw at me. It does not own me. It cannot have me. I belong to Jesus. So in that moment, if death approaches, I will not be afraid. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. So we don't go looking for death. We're not like the Muslim who kills himself hoping to get 70 virgins made specifically for him in some form of heaven. But we will face death for the cross of Jesus Christ. Be content with what you have. Let your conduct be without covetousness. You yourselves are in the body. Also, marriage is honorable among us. The bed undefiled. I will often refer to it as the marriage bed. It puts it in the perspective of what God has created. A wonderful blessing. What joy it is if He chooses to bring forth children from that. It's His gift. We receive it with joy. We are not fornicators. We do not take this gift outside of the bonds of marriage. We are not adulterers. We do not take someone else's wife or husband. We give thanks to God that He gives us His gifts. And so in our gospel lesson, a man comes before Jesus, and it says he kneels before Him. This is the word for worshiping Jesus. He falls down on his knees and he cries out, "Good teacher, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Finding ourselves on our knees crying out to God for his mercy is fitting and proper, for we were, and at times are, sinful wretches. We cry out to the only hope, the only salvation from that fact. "You know the commandments," Jesus says. "Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." And while they're not in the exact order as God gave them on Mount Sinai in Exodus 20, we see that they are there. We are to love God so that we honor those in authority. We are to love God so that we give honor to life, to the marriage bed, to husband or wife, to that which belongs to another, to the good name of someone else. We do not defame, we do not gossip, we do not slander. Rather, we try to build up. Man hears Jesus and he says, "Teacher, I've done it all. I've done this since I was a youth." Jesus looks at him and he loves him. He knows that he had not fulfilled that perfectly, but Jesus also knows that he, Jesus, would. And then he looks and sees the one thing that this man is definitely struggling with, and that is his own possessions. He wants to keep it for himself. "Look at what I have amassed for myself." But Jesus says to him, "Go your way, sell all that you have, and give it to the poor." Do we live our lives trying to build our bank accounts, trying to amass more stuff, stuff that we can't take to heaven with us, stuff that will rust and decay, stuff that our children, grandchildren will throw away once we die? Or do we use the gifts that God gives us to his glory, to glorify his holy name? Do we care for those who are lost, who are struggling? Do we show them the better way? Jesus shows the Christian where the treasure is to be. "You will have treasure in heaven." Do not focus on the earthly stuff. Focus instead on the joy of the heaven that awaits us. "Come, take up the cross and follow me." The life of the Christian is a path of sanctification. Knowing that we will not attain it perfectly in this life, we strive to follow God's will for it. Not to earn salvation, but to follow in the steps that our Father has laid out for us. To do the good works that God has created us for we are his workmanship. He has planned them for our feet. Wretches though we were, we now have a choice. Your will is bound to sin apart from Christ, but you are made a new creation. You walk in newness of life. Hear the voice of your Father. Turn from the sin that you cling to and follow the better way. When you fall, cry out for his mercy and trust that he is merciful. For his steadfast love, his mercy endures forever. Take up the cross. Follow him. Submit your life to him. Conform your life to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's not easy, but his burden and his yoke are light. It's not easy. Your sinful flesh does not desire you to go against the world. But your Father does. And in the Holy Spirit, in the grace that he has bestowed, there is eternal life. The church sings, "O bless that house where faith is found, and all in hope and love abound. They trust their God and serve him still, and do in all his holy will. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.